being your husband, he will have the responsibility to take care of your child, even if he is aware that he is not the dad?
What kind of shit is that?
Nobody can question you, and the law is there to support you? What law? Okay, maybe it'll make sense if I read the whole thing. As a precaution, frame some false case against your husband so that if he plans to move legally, you can counter it with this. Contact any female lawyer and make sure she is a feminist so that she can help you more sincerely. If he acts more smart, then go for a divorce and claim good alimony.
I'm sure there were red flags that guy could have picked up on that this woman was horrible.
You damn skip me.
Whoever this guy is, he probably married her after 30. He probably met and married her after the age of 30. And this is why you just don't do it. If you're not marrying a woman, you know, from 18 to 23, 25-ish, look, it's not worth it, man. She will never love you. She's already been alpha widowed multiple times. You're the guy she's settling for after 30.
I guarantee you that.
She wasn't really attracted to you. She didn't really want to be with you. She needed some security in her life. Chances are she will cheat on you or destroy the family at a later date. And then you'll end up in a position like this, where you're taking care of a kid that's not yours, and the law's making you do it.
So that he can't marry again with his financial capability? Being a feminist, I wish you all success for your fight against the men.
I still think it's easier for people to have confidence for no reason in a man. I honestly do. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction. We live in a patriarchy. It's always been a man's world, and I just think it's... But I think we're changing. I hope we're changing.
This woman act is so fake. Just another grifter trying to prey on vulnerable men. Her act is so fake. Ma'am, I don't believe that you're not a effinist too. But you saw the trend. You can just agree with men and make money and you jumped on it. Nice try though. Nothing about this video and your reactions seem genuine. Don't fall for these chicks, fellas, please.
Big things are happening. We may be approaching the exhaustion phase of the liberation cycle. This woman may have accidentally discovered morality as a result of her behavior. Let's take a closer look.
If we all collectively ignore men, stop dating, stop giving them any time of day, not chatting with men, not flirting with men, not kissing, not being intimate with men, do you think they will all come around and start doing like courtship and stuff?
No! No,
because you're not worth that. You have a bull ring in your fucking nose. You ignoring men is just going to make men happy. Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron are going to get laid regardless. I mean, this sounds cute on, you know, TikTok, but you're not going to get on the same page with all women, you know, and not give attention to the hottest, tallest guys on the market. It's not going to happen.
Women will continue to only hook up with the top 10% of men because there is literally no reason for them to mess with anybody else.
The most handsome man I have ever seen in my life, and I decided that he needed to be mine.
So he drops her off and tells her it's not him, it's her.
I can feel him running through my veins. He's still in me.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh,
he's been an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league, and he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
How come every time you have sex with someone, they leave?
And a wholesome guy would never have anything to do with you no matter what. Too much of this red pill content is going around. They're hip to the game. So you ignoring men is not going to have the result you think it's going to have. It's really just going to drive you to jump off of you know what. Nice try, though.
I would like to see this being done in a trial.
Well, good news. We already had a trial. It was called Civilization, and it's gone now. You said that you didn't like it because you couldn't be naked outside all the time, and now you can, and I guess you don't like that either since you're being treated as a commodity. This idea that you're expressing, what if we don't just throw ourselves at men all the time, we used to call that gender roles. You said they were oppressive. You wanted to make progress by becoming liberated so you could do whatever you wanted, and it didn't turn out to be much fun for you, which we kind of told you already.
These men are having a new girl every day.
She means these men, not not these.
There is no shortage of women giving men a chance.
There's a pretty big shortage right here.
So if we all just don't talk to them.
Right, we used to make you do that and there was a whole thing about it.
I'm really curious in what happened.
Right.
Well, yeah, she's curious about what would happen if women stopped giving attention to the top 10% of men. Like, let's just do a thought experiment. What would happen? If they really could get on the same page and, you know, Chad couldn't get a prosty or anything. I think Chad would just jerk off. Or, you know, have bedroom fun with the bedroom doll. They're getting more and more realistic.
Giggity giggity. Giggity goo. Stick around.
Or you know what? Maybe this is a better guess. He would just act like he's traditional and be romantic and be fake until he get the draws and then go back to who he used to be.
Bingo.